Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A warm welcome to you all, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Bookshelf with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. Today, we're going to be talking about or introduce you to the book is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his holy family in the Bible. Well, this is a very interesting book written by Anthony Matthew Jacob. As the author of the book itself has best said, this book is written on two levels. The first level is the obvious theological level, where the matter is treated as biblical study. It is the second level, which would be of utmost interest to students of prophets and prophecies. Here, Jesus Christ is brought into relief as a prophet also. And here we study prophecies. We study the anatomy of prophecies, how they are made, the wording of the prophecies, the linkages made in it to the available knowledge not only of the times but all time to come. We see the unerring clarity and depth of prophecies. And when they come to pass, we realize the knowledge and grandeur of the prophets themselves. These prophecies have always been mysterious, but in this book, we are going to get familiar with the details of them, or some of them, the meanings, and what has been meant by and through them. Yes, our holy prophet, the messenger of God, and his book, the Quran. Every second of our lives are going to be affected as Muslims. Has also been the one, the promised prophet, leader and messenger of Allah in the other holy books, in our case, the Bible. The feeling I get is nothing but that God has decided to emphasize this respected presence in mankind, this creature, this noble creature, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his holy household. So if you want to know more about this book, stay with us.
Prophet Muhammad was the first person in human history to declare, in no uncertain terms, that no person is above another by virtue of race or ethnicity. This declaration is crystallized in one of the Prophet's notable speeches, his last sermon, as it is known, which was delivered on Mount Arafat in 632 AD. In that sermon, the Prophet unequivocally condemned racism when he said, "All mankind is descended from Adam and Eve. An Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab. And a non-Arab has no superiority over an Arab. A white person has no superiority over a black person, nor a black person has any superiority over a white person, except by piety and good action." Ever since then, Prophet Muhammad's teachings on racial equality have inspired human beings to strive for racial equality and justice for all.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And the book we started introducing is called Is Prophet Muhammad in the Bible? It is written by Anthony Matthew Jacob and published by the World Islamic Network, WIN. This Indian publication has published around 90 different titles, which are free of cost around the world. In the case of this book that we are introducing in this episode, Is Prophet Muhammad in the Bible? The author suggests that the Holy Bible contains many prophecies, both in the Old and the New Testament, about the coming of a great prophet of God. The coming of this prophet is mentioned both directly and indirectly by Abraham, alayhi salam, Moses, alayhi salam, John, alayhi salam, Jesus, alayhi salam, among others. To discuss all of the related material in the Bible, would be too lengthy and beyond the scope of this book. Well, this book, as you know, or you might see, if you have it in front of you, you can easily download it from different websites, such as al-islam.org. Well, it has an introduction and 10 prophecies, and then the conclusion. All right? So, in the next part, let me read a part from it. So we'll be back after this short break. You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And the book we started introducing is Prophet Muhammad in the Bible. It is written by Anthony Matthew Jacob and published by WIN, World Islamic Network. Let me read a part from this book. All right? Ali, let us discuss a prophecy from John chapter 16, verses 7 to 8. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is the expedient for you that I go astray, for if I go not astray, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. In some versions of the Bible, the Comforter is translated as the Advocate, Paraclete, Helper, etc. However, many versions will retain the word Comforter and Paraclete. John, this verse speaks about the Holy Spirit and not Prophet Muhammad. Ali, but my dear brother Jesus alayhi salam says, for if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And according to the Bible, the Holy Spirit was already present on earth and even before Jesus' birthday and during his lifetime. Let us see a reference from Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting up on him. There is another instance where the Bible speaks about the Holy Spirit being present before the birth of Jesus Christ, and that is from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 41. And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. From the above verses, it becomes clear to us that the Comforter is not the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was already on earth before Jesus' birth and during his lifetime. And Jesus alayhi salam very clearly says that if I do not go away, the Paraclete will not come to you. Well, that was a part of the book, Is Prophet Muhammad in the Bible, written by Anthony Matthew Jacob. And you can very easily download this book from al-islam.org. You can also access our archives. Simply search Bookshelf IRIB English Radio. Well, you were listening to this program, Bookshelf, with this edition, and with the whole crew, I bid you farewell. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته.